how do you have fun if you don't drink or eat meat? I've been asked that a few times to people when they find out, oh, you don't drink and you don't eat meat? Like, how do you have fun? Like, how do you live your life? And I'm like, fuck, man, there's like so many ways to live your life besides getting fucking shit-faced with alcohol and participating in excessive hedonistic gluttonous pursuits of eating Korean barbecue. Like, my guy, there's a lot of ways to like have a fulfilling life. Like, I'm sorry, I like to like work on creative projects and make art and write and pursue my dreams in my free time. I'm sorry, is that so fucking lame? Is that not cool? I'm so sorry. Oh, okay. Oh, I need to be with one of the cool kids and just drink a fuck ton of alcohol and like not think about life and escape from our emotions. That's cool. That's how I should have fun. Okay, I'm so sorry. I'm doing my fucking life wrong. No, I'm just kidding. But it's like, I just wonder how the default narrative of having fun became okay. You're gonna drink a fuck ton of alcohol and not think about life, not think too much really, and not be too conscious or have awareness, and just escape from all the inner demons and darknesses and shadows that you may have. Like, no, that's the best way to live your life. And I just feel like maybe it's not. But also maybe it is, you know, like, who am I to say what is right way to live and what is not? But I think there's only the way you prefer to live. Like, maybe for some people, it is genuinely the best way for them to just get shit-faced on alcohol and eat lots of meat. Like, that is the experience that is the most fulfilling to them. And for some people, maybe it's not. Maybe it's to do other, perhaps more, if we want to judge it as more meaningful things, where they are building a life or a creative pursuit or this and that, you know, like they are seeking the truth, shall we say. And either way, I think there's a valid experience, of course, there's merit either way, but I just worry that the people doing the alcohol thing, that maybe they don't genuinely enjoy this lifestyle. Maybe they don't. Maybe they just don't know what else to do. Maybe they don't know an alternative way to live in their truth, live in the truth, if there is such a thing, and find more fulfillment and meaning in their life that would actually exceed the feelings and pleasures of getting shit-faced on alcohol and Korean barbecue. You know, I just worry that it's just a simple act of unawareness that is keeping them in this lifestyle that perhaps isn't actually serving them. But maybe it serves them enough to the point where it works more than it doesn't work. So the suffering that they may have, the existential crisis that they may be avoiding, it might be like in the background, it will be nagging at them a little bit. But the alcohol is able to numb it so much and feel so good that it's like, well, it feels better than it feels shitty. Therefore, I'm not even going to worry about it, right? So then maybe they don't worry about it. And maybe there's going to be a tipping point someday where the shadows really creep up and it gets so loud that no amount of alcohol or Korean barbecue is going to numb that that nagging. And that's when perhaps they need to go towards the depths, the abyss, and into the truth. Maybe it is and maybe it isn't. And again, I do want to reiterate, I don't think one way is right and one way is wrong. Like, maybe it's like two sides of the same coin. You know, you go through enough bullshit and you want to find the truth. You go through the abyss and you find the truth. You come out the other side and that feels great. But maybe you come out on the other side. It's like the Matrix, right? Like, maybe the illusion of the Matrix is really nice and you just want to stay in that. But maybe at a certain point you're like, no, this is the Matrix. This is fake. I want the truth. That you go looking for the truth and you go through the abyss. And maybe you take the red pill and maybe you find it. Maybe you come out the other side and you're like, well, this is the truth. This is shit. Because, like, when you wake up from the Matrix, you're in this like dystopic land overrun by robots and there's no blue skies or sunlight. You know, it's a shitty place. But at least you know it's real, right? And maybe out of that realness, you can build something meaningful out of that and create a utopia in the dystopia. And let's say you do that. Let's say you do the thing, you do the truth, you do the divine courses of action, and you know, you do it very well. And maybe it gets to a point where you're like, okay, well, I'm done. Like, what do I do now? Like, I don't know. Like, let's just fuck around and just have fun. And then maybe you go back to the illusion, the hedonism, right? The material ways to feel things. I don't know, right? Because it's like, you want to play a game. You want to play, you want to have fun. Right? But maybe at a certain point, you realize you're playing a game and you want to wake up from the game. But then once you wake up from the game, you're like, well, cool. Now I want to play a game again, right? And then you goes back and forth. So, no side is right. It's all a cycle. And regardless of which side of the cycle you're on, ultimately, what I think is important is just have awareness that maybe you're there and that feel if this is the right thing for you. Because if it is, just full send that shit. Don't worry too much. Don't overthink it, I suppose. Just full send it and enjoy yourself. But also, perhaps, as a way to balance all of that, to make sure you don't lose yourself in the full sending and you neglect what you truly feel inside. Because I think that is the shadows that will eventually nag up upon you and tell you, hey, there's something amiss here. There's something away from the truth that you're going towards, and it's not. And if you keep going down this path, it might not be for you. Maybe some people's truth is not towards God, but towards, in fact, the devil. And this all this hedonism is actually their divine path. Maybe their divinity is going down, not going up. Who knows, right? Like, you don't... Like, whatever narrative could be out there is infinite. Like, there is no one definite narrative. Maybe the narrative that I am currently in, that I feel is right, it only seems right to me because I am me. But to everyone else out there, it could be completely aberrant to what is their truth. Well, most likely, if you're listening to me, we're probably walking a similar path towards the light, towards the truth, towards the empyrean and the pleroma. Who knows? So, I think on this day, I just wish you have the self-awareness to know where you are. And what you want. And have the courage to face the abyss if you need to get to that place. Maybe there's a signature feeling that we're all after. Maybe some people are just after fun, and that's how they want to live their life. Maybe some people are after meaning, or truth, or God, right? And I think, ultimately, you just need to figure out what your signature is that really drives you, that really resonates with you, and then pursue that. And if drinking alcohol and eating Korean barbecue is your signature, well, fuck me, like, who am I to say that's wrong? But also, who are they to say that my life is wrong? Who is anyone to say anyone else's way of living is wrong? There is no right or wrong. There is only perspective and your personal internal experience. That's the only thing that's ever real. Everything else is just an idea or an opinion, so I just hope everyone figures out their internal world, their preferences, and just go at it, regardless of what other people think. And full send that shit. Because that's probably the best way to live. I don't know. Who knows? You let me know. Until next time, I love you and I appreciate you and I thank you.